I never felt comfortable in that hallway either, yeah. Which I don't know if that's talked about at all in the special. I can't remember, but I actually went up there.
You sounded like a scaredy cat. So
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I know. Thanks.
Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that, talk about scary places. Oh boy. Adam.
I'm Clay. I'm not sure if that's really Adam, by the way. I can't see him. There's like a thick plastic between us. I can't see the guy on the other side of the thick plastic. This is just payback for all the stuff that I do that's dumb during episodes.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that to you. I want to hear what you have to say today. What do you have to say today?
So today we are going to... This is going to be an interesting episode, which I feel like we're doing a lot of different things lately, but we're just trying to kind of sort through the garbage and find out what hits, what misses, what people like hearing more about than... kind of the same old haunted places. So we're still doing some cool stuff, but I wanted to circle back and talk about a specific incident that happened, because I'm sure by this point, many of you have seen our Haunting at the Monte Vista special.
Now available on Tubi.
Yeah.
Tubi TV. Watch it now.
This whole episode is basically going to be a plug about that special, but there were some things that came up while we were there that we didn't know happened until we were editing.
True enough.
So I just wanted to have an episode where we chatted about how we felt about being there in a little bit more detail than the special covered, because a lot of the aftermath from the special was just is very short. We didn't cover our feelings or how we felt about certain things. Specifically, I'll start with towards the very end of the special, you learn that we had audio issues, and we didn't really talk about it. We mentioned it and showed an example in the special, but I thought that was actually very significant because we use those cameras a lot.
Let's talk about what camera you're using there.
So I was using my, the issue that happened for me as I stutter, the issue that happened for me was on my Canon 5DS.
Great camera, by the way. If you don't know about cameras, it's an excellent camera, and it captures really good audio if you have an external mic.
Yep, and I was using my external mic.
And the external mic he had was really good. So
I've actually used that external mic on past films. We used it on Silverwoods. So
not a great movie, but no, the sound isn't great. No, the acting isn't great. No. The location was no.
The whole thing. It's the whole thing, but. The point is I've used that microphone, and I think I had that microphone for about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years before Silverwoods, and then I still use that microphone to this day.
And like, it still works properly to this day.
Like when we were shooting video for Talk About Scary, that was the microphone I was using, and I've never had issues. No, it's not the greatest quality. It's a cheaper like run and gun microphone, but I've never had issues where if you listen to it, in the special, it's completely like static.
Yeah, and the thing was that sometimes it would be clear, and we have examples of this, and it was perfectly clear, and then it would just, in certain areas, it would just start getting staticky and fade out and start popping, and then you go back to the area it sounded good in, and it was fine again.
Yeah.
So it was an atmospheric interference with your camera.
Well, and I say some people will say that it sounds like maybe it wasn't plugged in all the way. But I'll tell you, first of all, it was plugged in all the way. There shouldn't have been any issues with like the actual audio jack. But even if that was the case and it wasn't plugged in all the way, I didn't mess with it, because once I get it plugged in, I don't touch it again. I don't mess with the wiring. There's no point in it. It's all set up and ready to go. So why would it work after that?
And why would it work and then start not working in certain areas and you walk back to the same area you were just in where it was working and it was working again? It was weird. And yeah, editing that was really hard because we couldn't use all of the audio. And it only happened at the Monte Vista. It didn't happen anywhere else before or after.
We yeah, left like the room. When we were outside, it only seems to have happened in the room. So,
I don't know. That hallway too a little bit, but yeah.
I think to me, some of that stuff that maybe didn't get documented as well in the special as some other things, because it was just either hard to document. I mean, all you can do is talk over audio that's not good and then say the audio wasn't good and then play examples of the audio. But I think, you know, like we didn't know that was happening. You can clearly see in the video, like one of the clips, I'm actually walking around the room, like singing, I think. And yep, it's like cutting in and out. We had no idea until we went to edit it. So I think that is interesting. And
you know when it cut out too, right next to the window.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Go watch it yourself if you haven't seen it. Well, actually, if you haven't seen it, you should have stopped a while ago. Like we mentioned that, you know, this is for people who've seen it. But yeah, I don't know. That sort of thing I think is really interesting. And I wish we could have covered it more.
Yeah.
In the special.
Had we known, this is our first time going into something like that. And every time you see a ghost hunting television show, people complain about that. Until that happened to us, we're like, that never happens. That's garbage. We know how to use microphones. We know how to use cameras. And that's garbage.
Yeah, it seemed so fake when you watch shows like that. And then when it happened to you, you're like, oh, it's real.
Oh, geez, that's weird. Speaking of technical difficulties, we also did a podcast that's already, it's already out.
The right? podcast is out,
yes. So the Return to the Monte Vista podcast is out. And true to form, in our first few seasons, we did a limited season to see how it would go. And we also shot video for these. And you'll see in the movie that we use, my favorite cameras to use are actually the Zcam M4s. They're a fantastic little camera. They're very portable, they're modular. And I used, the monitors I used were an Atomos 5. The Atomos is a five plus or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to make sure that we were using our really good, like
best equipment
film gear that we would shoot feature films on. For a lot of the special, we used DSLRs because they were just easy to walk around and interview
our cannons,
employees and stuff like that. But for the actual podcast where we sit down for 30 minutes and talk about the Monte Vista, we used like our top of the line stuff that we've put, honestly, at this point, thousands or tens of thousands of dollars into our equipment.
Yeah, cages and all sorts of stuff. And the HDMI cables are expensive. We use the best HDMI cables possible to transfer it to these monitors. And as we're sitting there in front of the window,
right away, supposedly, like right when we sat down and introduced,
we start recording. Episode. It didn't happen before. We recorded for a few minutes before. Everything was normal. Everything was fine. Monitors were facing us so we could see ourselves and know what we were doing. Right in front of the window that supposedly the two ladies had fell out of the window, thrown out of the window and died. The monitor started acting up and not showing that it was recording. And it kept blinking in and out. So during the audio that you hear, which is the audio at the time that we were taking, you'll literally hear us stop and say, what's going on? I have to go up and check the monitors. It's creepier than hell.
Yeah, and you can see when it happens too, because I actually noticed it right away. And you can see me like look over at the monitor. We had our DSLRs facing us, and I really wish one of us had gotten up, grabbed the DSLR, and like walked over to the actual camera and like shown the monitor not working. It was just, we were in the middle of doing the podcast and I wasn't thinking about it. So I wish we could have like shown that the monitors weren't working, but I actually hoped that maybe the video file would have like not been corrupted, but had like static or like flashing black, like something. It would have been cool to get that interference, but it seemed to have only impacted the monitor itself and not the camera. So that's interesting, because that's another instance where,
and that was the monitor plug that was sitting right next to
the window, the same
the other window in the rocking chair, but that was right next to the window where you had the audio interference later on. And then that rocking chair is right there where that girl in our you don't hear it, but in the video you'll see there's a young lady that works downstairs that gives testimonial about being up there and having a seance and watching the chair physically rock back and forth as if someone was pushing it. And that camera was sitting right almost on top of that rocking chair on a tripod. So that was the closest you can get to that area where the girl said the most supernatural activity happened in the room. So we didn't see it. We noticed that at the time, but we didn't really think much of it. And since then, I have tested the HDMI cable. I've tested the monitor several times.
But that was the same thing with the cord. Like, you know, people had said that, well, with my camera, it makes sense that maybe the cord wasn't all the way plugged in or it had come loose. But those cameras were just sitting on tripods. No one was touching them. They had been working fine, and then they stopped.
And they continued to work fine at times, and they would stop and continue to work fine.
Yeah, they'd only go out for a little bit, and then they'd fix themselves or whatever. But those cords aren't moving, just sitting there, you know?
And they're nice cords. They're not the shitty cords there.
Yeah, we go all out on our HDMI cords.
Yeah, it's not the ones you buy at the dollar store, guys. I think that HDMI cord, honestly, I think it was like a $20 HDMI cord.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the skinniest ones that you can use, but it was a nice HDMI
cord. It just doesn't explain it. We've used those cameras since. We did some commercial work, no issues, you know.
Yeah, we were running and touching those things, banging them around, and there was no problems on gimbals and all sorts of stuff, and no issues, just there.
So I just wanted to touch on the technical issues that we had, because I know it wasn't a main focus on the special, but for me, that was actually one of the bigger takeaways was, oh, wow, like that actually happened to us.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
The other big thing that I know it is in the special, but it was probably one of the scariest things that happened to me was the fog or mist that seemed to appear in the room. There's some photos, and we did get a little bit of video, but I don't know that the footage really does justice. And it was there for longer than we made it out to be in the special.
Yeah, we had to edit it to be short. So, I mean, you can't have a 3-hour special. So.
And I actually wanted there to be more of it. I think it was originally a little bit shorter, but I convinced Adam to put in like an extra clip or another picture. But you know, we tried to figure out what would cause that, and it was just really odd, because you can visibly see it, and it was worse in person, like through your own eye, but the room had like this weird veil almost on it, and it kind of extended out into the hall a little bit, but then as soon as you like walked away from the room, like you couldn't see it if you went to the next floor up or down. It wasn't there.
Yeah, and I thought maybe, just maybe, there was some sort of ventilation issue with the restaurant. There's a restaurant that's not downstairs or directly below us, but down about a half a block, but still kind of in the same building. And I thought, well, maybe they're cooking down there. But when we went down there to walk around, they weren't even open yet, and nobody was in there. And since it's all covered in glass, you can actually see the kitchen, you could clearly see there was nobody cooking anything. And then three stories down, there was a bar down there, but they don't cook anything down there. It's just a cold bar. There's nothing down there.
Well, and even if they were cooking food, like the bar probably sells some kind of food. I don't know. I think there was like a restaurant like next to the bar, maybe. I don't know. We didn't really venture
there. There was no restaurant that was open that day, but that, if you walked, remember we walked outside and half a block down, there was that seafood restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was closed and all the lights were off, and you could see the glass in the kitchen. There's nobody there.
Yeah. Even if that's the case, though, like just say there was a restaurant, or it was from a restaurant right down the block.
Why in that room only?
Well, exactly. Like that, it doesn't even make sense. You would think that the room below us, like closer to the ground, would actually get it worse. Like I know that the smoke is like rising or whatever, but it's not like it was just only exclusively coming in our room. I mean, we had the windows closed. In fact, you couldn't even open the windows very far, because they had them like, there was like wood boards blocking them, because they didn't want bodies thrown at the windows anymore. I mean, you could like crack the window and maybe fit your head out, but you couldn't open the windows all the way in that room. So, I mean, if it was coming in through the vents, there should have been other rooms impacted.
Yeah, and I tried to get Clay to duck his head through the window, that little crack, but he wouldn't do it. I don't know why.
I was scared the ghosts were gonna
pop your head out. Check it out.
Rape
and pillage you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just cut your head off with a door jam like in Amityville.
Yeah.
But
so I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to discuss or just bring more light about to our listeners.
So when we first got there, I mean, I absolutely hate Flagstaff. I'm kidding. It's a nice place. It's nice and cold. The townies there are colorful, salt-of-the-earth people, fun people. And everybody was very welcoming. Seriously, everybody was very welcoming. It was a great time. I just am razzing him a little bit.
Shout out to Diablo Burger. Y'all's food was delicious.
Yeah, Diablo Burger's there. It was delicious. And we had a great time. And I didn't expect anything. I was scared getting there, but because I had a previous experience that happened at the place when I was younger. But I can discount almost everything. And as time goes on, you guys can watch the special. I kind of push that to the side. The thing that happened to me was a door opened by itself that after it had been shut and locked, this place had gone through some extensive renovations. So it didn't even look the same anymore. And they had the electronic locks on the door that shut and lock. And at the time, mine didn't, but it popped open after I locked it 3 times. And it scared me. Well, Clay and I walk in, and because we're inexperienced at this time, we don't know what we're doing. We haven't got the recordings done. We're just putting a bunch of gear in. I have piles of gear we're trying to bring into this damn place. We're exhausted. And I lay down in the bed and I start making jokes, dirty jokes and about pentagrams and whatnot.
Finding them under the bed, stuff like that.
Clay's just looking at me with his camera. I don't have my camera on because I'm lazy. And the door's already shut, right? And as I do that, it pops freaking open.
Yeah.
And Clay's like, whoa, here's both standing up on our arms. We're all freaked out. And so we proceed to shut the door. I turn my camera on. We start talking like, oh my God, this just happened. Oh my God. You know, the cameras are shaking just like if you're watching a Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, we missed it though. That's the thing too. Like, so I just wish we would have gotten it.
As we're sitting there and I point the camera at Clay and we're talking about it, guess what happens again?
Yeah.
And then we turn the camera so you can see it open a little bit from one angle that we have the camera set up at, but it's just a tiny bit. And I'm like, you know, I wish we would have got the whole damn thing, but we were freaking out when it happened. We didn't expect it.
The first time was intense. The door opened
about a good 11 inches.
Yeah.
And the second time I just went, But we missed it both times almost completely because we didn't know what we were doing. But again, we have nothing to gain. So we're just telling you that's what happened. And
maybe go check it out yourself.
Yeah.
Room 306.
306. But you know, we don't give you too much. Watch the special if you can for us. It's on Tubi.
It's on Tubi.
Tubi is a fantastic platform. We love you, Tubi. And they do us right. So, and it keeps us, Tubi keeps us doing this podcast in a way because the stuff we put on there pays for us to have fun and do what we love. And that's to bring the stuff to you. In the future, I think that I'm going to go and go in a bit more prepared. I think that, so I was thinking either body cams or these really nice glasses that Ray-Ban makes that you can actually put a little SD card in.
I don't want people to think we're spies.
Well, it looks nice. You can't tell they're there. And they're also like
pressing buttons on the side of our glasses.
And they're smart glasses, so they have Bluetooth, so you can talk to each other on your phones without having to pick up your phone.
Oh,
so,
see, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice. And you know, they're only like $150, and Clay's rich, so he's just going to buy them for us. But I think we should get them. I'll buy one. I'll buy one, and you can buy the one. Anyway, I think we should do that. That way, we'd never miss a thing because there's so many things that we missed. We didn't know that when we did ADR, we used digital ADR. We probably should have used tapes, but transferring. I don't like transferring like old media, like those mini recorders to digital. It just doesn't transfer right, and I think that there's some dishonesty that can be played in the middle of those. But Clay went to go do ADR, and he's asking in this hallway, right, what's happening? And I'm not telling you what it said, but there was a clear response when we listened to it. We had to turn it up a little bit to hear it because it was so low, it was almost inaudible. So
I never felt comfortable in that hallway either, which I don't know if that's talked about at all in the special. I can't remember, but I actually went up there.
You sounded like a scaredy cat.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I know. Thanks. I went up there, and I didn't feel right, and I actually left after asking like one question, or I might not have even started recording yet, but I went back to the room to get a flashlight because it was a stairwell that led up to a door that was locked and there was no lights going up the stairs, and it was like a curved stairwell, so you like go up halfway and then turn to go up the rest of the way, so it was really dark up there.
It looked like maybe there was a roof up there or something. I don't even know.
Yeah, it looked like the ceiling maybe wasn't even like, I know they were refurbishing or touching stuff up,
but the skylights were all cracked.
Yeah, I don't know, but I never felt right there, and I didn't stay up there for very long because I didn't want to be. I'm a scaredy cat. I'll say it.
And I totally just didn't even listen to the recordings because I didn't believe anything was going to be on there. And I'm pulling off information and listening to these the EVP recordings that we attempted to get. I didn't get anything, obviously, off my EVPs at all. And I tried hard. And then Clay just walks out. And he's the last ones I'm listening to. It's the last ones on the entire recorder. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm so tired of listening to just, it was so long. I had been editing this thing forever and it must have been, I was at the end, my eyes are tired. And I'm like, what? I just heard something in my headphones. So I turn it up and then I have to turn it up higher and higher and adjust the gain and adjust the gain again until there's so much background noise and interference. Yeah. And then clear as day, you hear something. And I'm like, that's insane. I can't explain that away.
And it was dead silent. I mean, I think you could, there was like a couple times you could maybe hear people like downstairs. Cause I know the bar was still open at that point, but
lots of revelry going on downstairs.
It was really late at that point. It was probably after midnight. No one was walking the halls. It was quiet. And the noise that you heard in the video was not chitter chatter coming from like three stories down.
No, it sounded like someone was going, hello. But it wasn't like that. It was something else. Am I telling you what it was?
Yeah, go watch. You can hear. I don't even remember the question that I asked, but it seemed like it was a clear response to my question.
It's the timing in which it happened. Yeah, so usually when I hear those things on those ghost adventures, I'm like, bullshit. But maybe I'll take it more seriously next time, or not make fun of people that are doing that kind of stuff, because clearly I don't know everything about everything. That was there. I can't explain it. It could be something else. It could be some sort of interference that just sounds like something else, but you guys can watch and figure it out for yourself, I think.
Definitely.
I didn't like the place. It sucked on so many different levels, and it was.
But I do want to thank the staff at the Monte Vista. Everyone that worked there was great. We had a fun time for what we were doing. It's just
All over Flagstaff. People were really nice. It was great.
That hotel wasn't our cup of tea, but we're definitely looking to do something similar to that again, maybe at a different hotel or a different location altogether.
I'd like to do Alcatraz next.
Yeah, just stay the night at Alcatraz.
Well, you think about how much it costs to stay at the Monte Vista. We could have got airplane tickets over there and paid for the tickets too.
That's true.
Tour the place for cheaper than one night stay at the Monte Vista. They rigged us over the coals with that one. And I even got the military discount. Jeez.
Well, we'll figure it out, but we do have more stuff like that planned.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, girl. Like 90s hip hop. 90s R&B. Girl.
But that's about it for this episode. I know it was a little bit unorthodox. Just wanted to kind of go into some more detail about our special now that it's been out for a while.
And touch
maybe,
base.
Maybe those of you who haven't seen it will now go see it, even though we just gave away a lot of stuff that happened.
Not all of it, though.
Not all of it. There is some other good stuff to watch. But until next time, creep it real.
Creep it real, y'all.
And thanks for listening. Make sure you tell your friends about us. We'd like you to share us with your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends about me. All right. All right.
That's it.
Creep it real, y'all. Oh, and if you want to go stay at the Hotel Monte Vista, tell them to talk about Scary Sanchez, located in Flagstaff, Arizona. And they don't give discounts. It's horrifically expensive for what it is. But enjoy that.
They'll give you a military discount.
If you were in the military.
Or not.
Or not. They didn't ask me for any verification at all.
I didn't. Now that I don't know.
They didn't ask me. I don't think they asked me for anything. Anyway, creep it real, y'all. Peace out. I like that episode. I like what you did there. It was nice. You wanted to touch on things, and you touched me. You touched me hard.
I'm glad I touched you. And if we have dolls, I can show you where I touched you.
Nice.